Milwaukee County estimates that 20,000 people become immobile when the temperature plunges or snow flies, people who are older or have disabilities. Several dozen who could get out Wednesday gathered in a conference room at the Kelly Senior Center in Cudahy. Some entered with canes or walkers, one with a service dog. Denise Koss suffers from multiple sclerosis and uses a wheelchair. She says she's thankful to have a support network during the cold, dark months.
I live in a large apartment complex, and my neighbors help me out, and I have family that helps me out. So it gets to be a very long winter.
Dawn Green says she dreads the cold weather. She says it's isolating, so she does what she can to overcome feelings of depression.
I paint, and I just stay active in other things. I'm an advocate with Independence First, and I stay active in my church.
Green also uses a wheelchair to get around and says she relies on friends to shovel her walkway so she can eventually leave home. Carl Ray is 85 years old and drives his son to appointments and grocery shopping. The younger has visual impairments, so sometimes when Ray can't get out because of the weather, neither can his son.
Well, he's disappointed perhaps, you know, but otherwise he understands that it's difficult for him to get places if people don't help him out. So I'm more than happy to do it because I'm available.
The county and several of its partners step up their outreach during rough winter times, according to Stephanie Sue Stein. She oversees the County Department on Aging.
Our number one focus is getting people to any medical appointments they have. We have a big priority, and we provide tens of thousands of rides every year for folks to do that.
Stein says county partners include the nonprofit Interfaith Older Adult Programs of Milwaukee. In addition to providing rides, volunteers bring meals to people shut in and respond to emergencies. Stein says the biggest county program serving people with disabilities is paratransit. If needed, the van service can help people reach medical appointments and meal programs in the dead of winter and even travel to senior centers when folks need to socialize. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.